beer.
And that lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, thanks so much for being here on this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, we appreciate your support, being here through your downloads, shares, everything you do to be a part of our True Form Life community. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. Now, today I'm bringing on Dorothy Keith. She's super excited to be here, and I'm excited to have her back. Dorothy Keith has been with us for a while now. You've heard her on past shows. She helps us out with our monthly membership. Dorothy and I do the Monday morning show, so that's super exciting. And we got a whole show planned for you on how to eat healthy on a budget. Dorothy has written down notes, she's got receipts, and she's ready to go. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, so let's get into it. You heard all about Dorothy Keith on the introduction, so without further ado, welcome to the show, Dorothy.
Thanks so much for having me, Drew. I'm so excited to be here again.
We love your enthusiasm. So we are going to talk about eating healthy on a budget, and I asked you, what's one of the topics that you want to talk about? And you said, this is a perfect one. Why did you decide to bring this one up?
Because I hear so often eating healthy costs too much money. And it's simply not true. You can eat healthy on a lower budget.
All right, so we're going to get into it here. We have five tips that you've written down and you have planned to share with us. Let's get into it. What's the first tip that you have for us?
The first one I'd like to talk about is finding the deals. So if you go out looking for the deals, you will find them. Most grocery stores have a discount bin, so you can find all kinds of deals on there. And just look around, shop the flyers. You will find lots of deals that are going to lower your grocery bill cost. So just for example, I am a frequent discount bin shopper now in the grocery stores. In fact, I think people recognize me coming in as maybe the discount shopper. I know the days of which grocery stores have products on their discount days, and I go in there consistently on those days for that reason. So I wanted to share, you had mentioned I have some receipts to share, and I just want to share a couple with you. I get so excited when I say, you have saved on the end of your receipt. That just makes my day.
Okay, before we get into that, I know you can't wait to share your receipts. Why do you think that some people may not go to look for sales? Maybe you have experience for yourself, just grabbing stuff, throwing it in the cart. But I think many times, like the very root of the topic here today is what, you know, that you can't eat healthy on a budget. And some people don't look at the prices. They just throw them in their cart. Any reason why we don't look for more sales and discounts?
I think a lot of times we don't know they're there. The discount bins or racks are usually hidden kind of in a corner, or you just don't see them. Also, I don't think we're thinking about it. We're not conscious of finding the deals. We're just in a rush or going through the aisles and just throwing stuff in our cart.
Great. Great answer. All right. So we have receipts that you want to share. Tell us how much money you have been saving with your discount shopping.
I'm just so excited. I can't help myself here.
Where does the excitement come from? Why do you get so excited by saving money?
Because I just think of, you know, other areas of passions of mine where I can put this money towards. You know, I love traveling. So I think when I see this big savings on the end of my bill, I'm like, oh, travel money. Yay.
So that's something to think about as well. Maybe something that you haven't thought about or something that our listeners could plan is all that money that you save, you can put it somewhere into a savings account or in a jar in your closet, whatever you're doing with it. So you can say, oh, I'm getting that much closer. Each time you save, you're getting that much closer to your dream car or bicycle or, you know, that trip, whatever you're doing there.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea, Drew. I haven't really thought of doing that, but I do have a little jar in my closet for savings, but I don't transfer my grocery money savings into that jar. So that's a great idea.
You're welcome. All right, so we got some receipts. I don't know what you're doing with them here. What are you going to read out or talk about with your receipts?
I'm just going to read the total and then how much I saved.
All right.
Because it's exciting.
What do you got for us?
So this one receipt I've got, the total would have been $47.17. I saved $36. Yay. So my total was $11.17. And some items, just some items from the list. For example, blackberries, 99 cents. Long English cucumber, 49 cents. Romaine lettuce hearts, three of them, 99 cents. Like huge savings.
Clearly you're excited about this. So something that you could do is subtract the total that was. Or you could just, probably the easier way is that it says how much you saved. You could take that money and put it somewhere else.
Absolutely. Excellent idea.
I'm full of ideas. So I liked something that you said at the beginning of the show about how sometimes they're hidden. These discount racks are hidden. I've ran into the issue of sometimes the stuff is like groceries are like, they should really throw it away or whatever they're doing with it. But it was moldy and old and slimy sometimes. They should throw it away. But so some of the things that we can do is look into different areas. You could even ask your grocer probably and see if they have discounts in different stores.
Yeah, I've ran into that problem myself as well, Drew. And it is quite disgusting, to be honest, when you go up to the discount bin and it's slimy and moldy. Like, that's not right. But what I would suggest doing is exactly how you said. If you're not sure where it is, you're not sure if they have one, ask, you know, the store manager or the produce manager where it is and what days that they go on discounts. I go in the same day. So the day that they put things on the discount rack, I'm in there. You can count on that.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body. We have Dorothy Keith in studio here with us, and we're talking about how to live or eat healthy on a budget. Now, we already went over finding the deals. Now, Dorothy's going to talk about, well, I should ask the expert here in saving some money. Dorothy, what's the next tip you have for us?
The next one I've got for you guys is shopping in bulk. So you want to find items that you buy on a regular basis. For example, for myself, it would be oats, it would be rice, nuts, seeds, things like that, that you eat consistently throughout the week, so or month or whatever. So things that you eat on a regular basis. So find those things in bulk, because a lot of times your unit price is going to be a lot lower. So your price per serving is going to be a lot lower. So initial cost, you know, it might cost you more initially for the huge bag. But when you break it down, each serving is going to be less.
So it sounds like planning, you haven't said it directly, I don't know if you're getting into it, but it sounds like planning is something that we need to pay attention to. So if you plan on buying in bulk, or you know exactly what bigger items that you use on a more regular basis, you can plan ahead and look to save money by buying them in more frequency, more bigger bags, I guess.
More bigger bags. Sorry, made me laugh. But yeah, it's true. So planning is huge. It's a huge part of this. But if this is something you want and truly have a desire, a passion to do, like eating healthy, then you're going to be motivated by that. And you're going to want to plan. That's my take on it, right? Like, this is my lifestyle. This is what I do. And planning is part of it. It's how I make it happen.
And then that whole planning, like we talk about meal planning on one day a week is important too. Go get your grocery shopping done on one day. You make a big batch of food on one day. That has a lot to do with planning as well, which will help you in buying in bulk or shopping or living healthy on a budget.
Absolutely. I know my meal plan every week, and that helps. That's another tip I didn't even plan for. But making your meal plan, you're going to buy exactly the food you need for that meal plan. So there's no waste.
You know, that's funny. That's one of the things that we hear from our monthly members all the time is that it's surprising how much they save money. I suppose our regular members already know that, but the new people that come in, they say, I can't believe how much money I'm saving by buying these groceries, because many times we think that we're spending more money on groceries, but in fact, you're using all the groceries. They're not getting wasted or they're not getting thrown away, because everything on the grocery list you're following is going to be what you're eating throughout the week.
That's a great point. Yeah, exactly what I was getting at, Drew.
And then on that bulk, that same bulk stage topic, we have sharing with friends. That's something that we've talked about in the past. I don't know if I jumped the gun here, but if you buy in bulk and you share those products with friends, then you can still get that smaller unit price and you don't have to pay so much for each item.
Yeah, you stole that from my list. He jumped ahead a little bit here. But I couldn't agree more. Sharing is a big part of it. So join up with some of your friends and that are sharing the same passion as you, which is eating healthy. You know, buy that big tub of hummus and split it in half for each of you. Buy that bigger bag of oats. Again, share it. And that it's so helpful. I do that all the time with different friends.
All right. So we have preparing snacks, preparing your own food. I know this is a big one, going out, eating out, but I don't want to steal any more of your tips. So tell us what we have next on the list for us.
I want to talk about preparing, like Drew said, I guess now I'm just reiterating what you said, but preparing your own snacks. So make muffins, make granola bar. It's going to be far cheaper than buying the packaged stuff. And on top of it, it's going to be healthier. Now, a lot of times I run into people who say, well, I don't have time for that. It comes back to that planning. You have to schedule that time into your week to get it done. If you really want it, that's what you need to do.
We actually have at trueformlife.com/free recipe ebook. We have all kinds of recipes, like Dorothy's talking about, muffins, granola bars. And Dorothy had a lot to do with making those recipes. So if you want some easy to prepare recipes or some super delicious food that you can put together on a budget, like Dorothy's talking about, trueformlife.com/free recipe ebook. Dorothy, anything else on preparing your own food before we get into the next one?
Well, something that I just thought of, Drew, in regards to the time thing, it really doesn't take a lot of time to put a batch of muffins in or to put a batch of granola bars in. And not that I'm a huge fan of multitasking, because I'm not a good multitasker myself, but it is something you could do, you know, while you're doing something else. So throw the load of laundry in and then go make your muffins while you're waiting, or you know, if you're watching a movie at night, prepare those muffins, throw them in, you know, you can make it work. You can make it happen.
Make it happen.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to take another short commercial break, but Dorothy's going to come back and we're going to talk a bit more about eating healthy. She still has a few more tips and tricks for us. So stick around. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. Sometimes a show once a week or even twice a week just isn't enough. So if you want more content, if you want to know more about what we're doing at True Form Life, you can find us on Facebook. We're on there posting at least twice a day, in the morning and the evening. That's at facebook.com/trueformlife. Or on Instagram, that's kind of my favorite platform. I like to post my food pictures and some of the activities that I do, maybe hiking or whatever that may be. And that's just at Drew Taddea on Instagram, and then Twitter as well. That's at True Form Life. So we're highly active. We'd love to connect with you. So find us on your social media platform and let us know how you're enjoying our show. All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body. We have Dorothy Keith in the studio with us today. We're talking about eating healthy on a budget. So Dorothy, we've already been over finding the deals, shopping in bulk, preparing your own snacks. That's a good one. What else do you have for us when we're talking about eating on a budget?
A lot of times, Drew, I hear people say that eating out is cheaper. In fact, It is not. So my next tip is that preparing your own meals at home is going to save you a ton of money. And I would like to give an example. May I?
Please, Dorothy, please share with us.
So recently, last week, I made, it's a fancy name for the recipe, but it's not quite.
Super simple.
Yeah, super simple. Not quite fancy at all. So it's a mushroom stroganoff, and I broke it down to how much it cost. So I will itemize it first.
Tell us what you got.
So 2 packs of mushrooms cost me 69 cents. Now remember, my tip number one, finding the deals. So found those on the discount bin, 69 cents, 2 packs of mushrooms. An onion, $1.15. I made my own veggie broth out of scraps. So when you're chopping up those veggies, throw your scraps in the freezer. And then later on, you can make your own veggie broth. So I chalk that down to didn't cost me a thing. Made my own.
let's dive into that a bit. I know you want to get through this chart about you how you saved money, but this is a super easy way on how to make your own veggie broth. Now, it saves you a ton of money, but you don't have to buy them if you're making soup as often as you may. Mm-hmm. Then you can make your own. Tell us exactly what that process is and how you create your own broth.
So I'd like to give a little shout out here to one of our members, Dallas, because this was an idea that came from her that she had come across. And that was that you save all your veggie scraps. So your carrot peels, your potato peels, mushroom scraps, all those little scraps, celery, and you freeze them. So you, it's kind of like a slow little collection over time. Another thing I get super excited about. And once you have a full bag of scraps, you know, like onion peels, then you take them out of the freezer, throw them in your crock pot with water, let them boil or let them simmer or do their thing for 3 hours or however long you're gone for the day. It doesn't really matter because the longer it goes, the juicier it gets.
Spice it up a little.
Salt, pepper, basil, other dried herbs, whatever you prefer. Then you drain it. So make sure you got a bowl under it. But put a bowl in the sink, put your strainer and drain out the scraps. And voila, homemade veggie broth.
Super easy.
So easy.
All right. So that's how you've been saving money on veggie broth. That's another way to, a super cool way on how to eat healthy on a budget. Now let's get back into your list here.
So continuing on with the mushroom stroganoff recipe, got a can of coconut milk, $1.99, the spices, the rice. We found that the rice was probably about $2 for the amount we used. So anyway, if I add all that up, the total cost of the meal to prepare that meal was $6.52. And then we got 4 servings out of it. So that's $1.63 a meal.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? Doesn't it get you all excited?
Well, I think it goes back to what you're going to do with that money or reasons why you're saving. Now, some people, they just need to save money simply to pay the bills, which, of course, there's nothing wrong with. But I think if you put something aside, we're not going to get into finances too much in this show, but if you put some money aside a little bit at a time, it tends to add up. And I think many times people feel like they're simply can't afford, they don't make enough money to take a cruise they've always wanted. Or, hey, who knows, go down to Mexico because they've always wanted to go there on spring break. No, I'm just kidding. But I think if we put that money, maybe it's your dream car. Maybe it's simply a bicycle. We've talked about that in the past. Like, it'd be cool to just have a bicycle and not have to rely on a car if you lived in that type of environment, that type of area. And if you just put a little bit of your money aside that you've been saving, and then you get excited like you are, Dorothy, I think it means that much more to be like, ooh, I saved some money here. That gets me a little bit closer to a dream that I've had for, who knows, your whole life.
That's a great point, Drew. Absolutely.
All right. So that was our mushroom stroganoff, and that wraps it up. So that was only $6.52. And that's kind of funny because so many people say to me, like, it's too expensive to eat to make meals at home. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you look at different ways to spend money, whether it's that it's not looking for discount products or if it's eating out so often, like many people eat out 3 or 4 times a week and don't think about the convenience or how to save money by buying your own groceries and preparing your own food. So that's a fantastic example.
I just wanted to touch on too, Drew, before we move on, the time piece again, because a lot of times people will say, well, it's going to be far more faster for me to go get a meal than it is to make a meal. So like going through the drive-thru, for example, is going to be a lot faster than for me to prepare this recipe. But it was a crock pot meal. It literally takes 10 minutes, right? You can't get in and out of the drive-thru in 10 minutes, I don't think. So it just goes back to the passion. And if it's really something you want, then putting in the time to make it happen.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And the planning.
Planning, no question. We need planning. But that's a great point because I think we don't think about that. Like, that's our normal. Many times we get up in the morning, we don't make any breakfast, we don't even put our own coffee pot on. We get up, we get ourselves dressed, we're out the door, then we rush to work and we sit in line up. Maybe it's at our favorite coffee place. And we sit in line at the drive-thru for 20 minutes. Meanwhile, we went out of our way 5 or 10 minutes. Then we're waiting in line for 20 minutes and we could have had a workout in or we could have prepared our own, saving money.
Yeah, and if you go through your day and add up all of those little times, you'd be probably amazed at how much time you would save.
All right, so we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to wrap things up with Dorothy Keith. So stick around. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. All right, welcome back to Exploring Mind and Body. We're here with Dorothy Keith, and we're talking all about eating healthy on a budget. We've gone through 4 fantastic tips. We kind of had another one planned for you, but I ruined it. So, Dorothy, what was the last tip that we had and kind of went over?
So Drew cheated and looked at my notes, and he stole my tip number 5.
I did not. What was it? Let's go over it.
Tip number 5 was sharing with your friends. So when we talked about bulk, buying in bulk earlier in the show, we touched on that. So buying things, bigger items, so I talked about a big tub of hummus or a big bag of oats or rice or whatever, even if it's a pack of, you know, 6 cucumbers. You buy that and you share with the friend because the unit price, the price per serving is going to be a lot cheaper when you buy bigger. Usually, got to look for those deals. Oh my, they all run into each other, don't they?
It's like one big circle of enjoyment for healthy living on a budget. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about was eating out. And I think sometimes we don't even think about it. When we go to eat out, maybe we starve ourselves before. Maybe we used to having these big, huge meals. But one of the things that many of us don't think about is sharing with your friends. So maybe you share an appetizer. Maybe you share a whole entree. And then maybe you have a tea at the end of dinner or whatever it is, however you work it out. So it's not like you're having big, large meals every time you go and eat out. I think that's another quick and easy tip to eating healthy on a budget.
So you want me to touch on that? Is that right?
That's right.
All right. So you kind of touched on a couple of my ideas again. But eating out, I found once I started being more conscious of how much money I was spending on food, eating out was just taking my whole budget away. And I was like, oh no, I'm never going to be able to eat out again. But that's not true. And I found a way to reduce, I guess, or make the final bill of eating out smaller. And one of the ways was how you suggested, Drew, was sharing. So a lot of times we think when we go out to a restaurant, we need the drink, we need the appetizer, and we need the full entree.
Sometimes dessert.
And a lot of times dessert. So what I started doing is cutting out the drink. So I don't drink a lot of alcohol anyway, but don't have the drink. Like, just skip it. Have water.
Many times when we go out, it's, you said the drink, but you're referring to an alcoholic beverage. So just because you're going out for dinner doesn't mean you have to have an alcoholic beverage. I think sometimes we feel pressure that we have to have that. And then the other side of the coin is it's a sugary drink, like you're sitting there with a Coke or a Pepsi. That's not healthy or clean for you either. So if you have something like maybe an iced tea, for example, or maybe just water, that's okay. It's going to be healthier for you, and it's going to save you money.
Yes. You hit that one.
Anyway,
let's keep going. So yeah, skip the drink. And then the next one is share the entree or share the appetizer. So get a nice appetizer to share. And don't feel bad about sharing an entree. I do it all the time. So share an appetizer. Sorry, that word wasn't coming out. And then share an entree. You will see a drastic difference in your bill if you do those things. Crazy amounts of money saved.
Yeah, and then again, I think it's just normal. It's normal for us to be like, oh, well, if we're going out for dinner, we have to have our own. Or for me, when I didn't order a drink, whether it was not always alcohol, for let's say it was a Coke, for example, like I stopped drinking that stuff for years, but still went out to restaurants. And I always feel that maybe the waitress thought I was cheap, or I didn't want to come across as someone that just didn't want to pay for a drink. So for probably a good while, I would just only order drinks because of the other person. I didn't want to look like I was a cheapskate, not wanting to pay the $2 for a drink. But that's going to help you. That's going to help save you money as well. And then on the other side of the coin is that when we're eating such big meals, we don't need to eat those big meals. First of all, we should have smaller meals. And if we're sharing, that's usually more than enough. So we don't need to take home leftovers. That's a big one. So we always think that, oh, if we're not going to eat so much, then we can take home leftovers. But you don't need to take home those leftovers. Unfortunately, many times when we eat out, it's not all that healthy anyways. So leave them there, or only eat or order smaller meals or share so that you don't have any leftovers. And then finally, it's the dessert. This is the dessert. We sit around, we have dessert, maybe we have an extra drink, and that really boosts our bill as well when we're eating out.
Yeah, and another thing I thought of, Drew, while you were talking was how good you feel afterwards when you do these things. So when you share the meal, I always feel so much better after, because meals are so huge at restaurants and you feel obligated to eat it because you're paying more money for it than you would, right, if you ate at home. So I've noticed that in myself as well by following these small tips of how much I feel better when I leave a restaurant.
Great point. All right, Dorothy, we're going to wrap things up here on Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, and every other way we're working with you.
Thanks. I love being a part of True Form. Can you tell from my excitement?
True Form Life.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for sticking around till the end. Thanks for being a part of our True Form Life community through your download shares, everything you do to contribute to the show. If you do get a chance, we would love a ratings and review on iTunes. First of all, that makes my day, and it helps the show move up in rankings. If you want more details as to what we're doing at True Form Life and you loved this show, Dorothy and I do a Monday morning show. It's a weekly morning show. We do it every week. We wake you up with some excitement, enthusiasm. You can hear how excited Dorothy is on a regular basis. So you can check that out at trueformlife.com/DND morning show. We've also just created a brand new workshop that I'm super excited about. So many of you know I highly believe in fermented foods. I'm a bit of a kombucha fanatic. I've got about 10 different brews going right now. And I think that it's so important to improve your health by using fermented foods, consuming them on a daily basis. So what I wanted to do is help you improve your health. We put together a free workshop so you can understand how to make your own fermented foods. I'm telling you, it's so easy. It's not expensive, and you're going to wonder why you haven't started making your own in the past. Many of us have digestive issues that we don't even know about. Sometimes it's normal for us to have gas, bloating, indigestion. I'm here to tell you that's not normal. So if you start adding fermented foods to your diet on a daily basis, on a regular, consistent, day-in, day-out thing, for me personally, I have kombucha every single morning as soon as I wake up. So I wanted to show you how to make your own. to help improve your health. So all you have to do is head over to trueformlife.com/how-to-make-kombucha. We'll walk you through the simple step-by-step process with two videos that we put together for you. So head over to trueformlife.com/how-to-make-kombucha. We're going to leave you with that. Once again, thanks so much for being here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.